From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. No sooner had global markets heaved a sigh of relief with House passage of a fiscal cliff deal than recriminations emerged about something GOP leaders had not done, approve emergency relief for states hit hard by Superstorm Sandy. And irate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is denouncing the GOP-dominated House.
Shame on you. Shame on Congress.
And as NPR's Allison Keyes tells us, leaders everywhere are pressing the House to move now.
In a statement, President Obama says despite his urgent request for help for eastern states devastated by the deadly storm, the House has refused to act. Mr. Obama urges the Republicans in the House to vote today. Republican New York Congressman Peter King accuses some in his party of having a double standard when it comes to helping New York and New Jersey, telling MSNBC about his district.
I would say to the Speaker, these also are people who historically voted Republican.
The governors of New York and New Jersey issued a joint statement calling the failure of the House to act unprecedented. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner says he's committed to getting the bill passed this month. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
NPR's Elizabeth Wynn Johnson has details on the rosier side of 11th-hour House action.
Shortly after Wall Street rang in 2013, the collective response was clear.
That we've avoided the worst of the fiscal cliff, that we've avoided the big tax increases and spending cuts that could have pushed the U.S. economy into recession.
Economist Gus Fauché of PNC Financial Services says this deal pretty much looks like what Wall Street expected, for now, but with no clear resolution of long-term federal spending concerns and another debt limit increase looming.
So there still is some uncertainty out there, but it's certainly a lot lower than it was a day or two ago.
Elizabeth Wynn Johnson, NPR News.
The State Department today is telling reporters that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton remains under care for a blood clot behind her right ear. Press Secretary Victoria Nuland says Mrs. Clinton has been taking calls and receiving staff memos. Secretary Clinton has not been seen in public since early December, when it was revealed that she had been hospitalized for treatment of a blood clot. The United Nations estimates that more than 60,000 people have died in the Syrian uprising and civil war between spring of 2011 and the end of last November. In Geneva, UN Human Rights Commissioner Navi Pillay said researchers came to the figure by cross-referencing seven sources over 5 months of analysis. Avis is buying Zipcar for $491 million. The move expands the rental car company's services to car sharing as well. Zipcar will become an Avis subsidiary. Wall Street, the Dow up 228, NASDAQ up 72. This is NPR. In the state of Maryland, a study group is recommending that authorities be empowered to seize firearms from people deemed mentally ill and a threat to society. The task force to study access of mentally ill individuals to regulated firearms in the state of Maryland says the threat must be established by a licensed healthcare provider, educator, or law enforcement officer. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett wants a federal judge to throw out the harsh penalties the NCAA imposed against Penn State University last year. Scott Detrow of member station WITF has more.
Penn State's former president is charged with covering up years' worth of sexual assaults conducted by former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Corbett says what happened was unforgivable, but that the NCAA has no authority to ban the school from 4 years' worth of bowl games and erase 112 wins from the record books.
The only logical conclusion is that the NCAA did it because they benefited from the penalties and because the leadership of the NCAA believed that it could.
Corbett voiced support for the sanctions when they were announced in July, and the school agreed to them. In a statement, the NCAA is blasting Corbett's suit, saying the action is, quote, an affront to all of the victims of this tragedy. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
Sometimes it just takes one artistic inspiration. Elsa Peretti, since 1974, the creator of iconic heart-themed jewelry and other designs sold to Tiffany, has come to a new 20-year licensing agreement with the store. A filing shows Tiffany making $47 million payment to her. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.